This Love, Maroon 5 here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that on this Thursday, 25th of February, as we take on the celebrity birthdays today. As I say, not quite the joyous heights we reached yesterday, being able to belt out the theme from Minder. Oh, I tell you something.
I nearly felt it was a Friday evening. And we were having so much crack yesterday.
It was, yeah. Oh, my God. It's greatest 6 o'clock ever.
Greatest 6 o'clock ever. We'll have another one.
Right, so I've half a dozen here ready for you to go. I had to do a bit of scraping around now.
I bet you did.
I had to go outside of my normal sources and references to try and find some of these for you.
Such as, like, c'est la vie, Jim.
Absolutely.
When your pendulum swings so high one day, it must swing the opposite way the next.
Thank you for noticing how my pendulum swings.
I always do. It's the first thing. If anyone ever asks me, what's Jim like, I say, he's got some pendulum on him.
I tell you, I think he was swinging to the right today. Right, okay, one of your own to start. Lee Evans, stand-up comedian.
Yeah, of course. Like, probably the most energetic on-stage comedian in the history of the world. I think that's no exaggeration.
Yeah, not to mention the sweatiest.
Yeah.
That's an extraordinary feat now.
And why he chose to wear a suit.
Yeah. Because he starts off with a sort of, a mid-tone blue or mid-tone navy. And then it ends up black by the time he's finished.
Black.
He's completely sodden.
Do you ever see anything like it? It's wild, isn't it?
Tell you who wouldn't be like that. Prince Andrew.
Prince Andrew, yeah. Oh, that's what Mr. Evans needs. It's just someone pop a rifle shot at him, miss him by a hair's breadth.
Yeah, and never sweat again.
Well, wouldn't we all like that? I mean, that's better.
Then you wouldn't have to worry about yourself cleaning underpants and whatnot.
Think of the amount of money we'd save on Lynx Africa, Jim.
Absolutely.
You know, we'd save a fortune, so we would. Two of us.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
One fella with a rifle. Maybe he could put a can of Lynx Africa into the rifle and shoot it at the two of us. It'd explode and we'd both smell marvellous.
There are times I've finished this show and I've thought, I'll be lucky if I get home without somebody taking a shot at me.
Yeah. I know the feeling.
I don't think I've ever seen a man sweat that much.
No, it's mad. It is mad.
I'm talking even sportsmen.
I know.
90 minutes of full on and...
of boxing. Boxers don't sweat that much. I'd say he's a little older than I am, I think. About 51, maybe.
Not bad. 57.
Oh, okay. Oh,
57.
I'm kind of surprised, to be honest.
Right, let's get this one in the bag because it's a significant birthday. From your beloved Manchester United.
Oh, really?
Yes, it is. A significant birthday for Park Ji-sung.
Park Ji-sung.
Yeah.
Oh, he was a...
Affectionately named Jigsaw.
Jigsaw.
Because he went to pieces in the box.
Oh, the forfeit. Yeah, he came in with grey, sort of. There was a thundering, sort of.
Yeah. Although, to be honest with you, I heard a quote there from... I read something from Wayne Rooney recently.
Really?
Yeah, it was more to do with Darren Fletcher. You know what I mean? But remember that time, like Rooney and Ronaldo and... was Tevez still there at the time? Kind of were like an incredible front line.
Yeah, yeah.
And Rooney was saying, like, literally everybody in the dressing room knew that it was Fletch and Park Ji-sung that were the sort of... the driving force. Without them, they did all the mopping up, all the unglamorous stuff.
You're joking, really?
Yeah, according to Rooney, anyway.
Just that's gas, wasn't it?
Yeah, mad. Because they are sort of unsung. I mean, you wouldn't... I don't think Park Ji-sung is going to feature on many United top 10 lists.
No, it's like that. It's like a Bruce and Pallister, you know. You never really talk about them that much. But then everybody, the Nevilles and Giggs and all those lads always say, geez, without them, you know.
Yeah.
You really didn't notice they were doing what they were doing until they were gone.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
All of a sudden there was just a giant hole that nobody could really fill, you know. Mind you, I never saw Park and thought there's a giant hole you could never fill. But
no, true.
Well,
but
I am surprised.
Party used to play him in all the really big matches. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Ferguson used to play him in the really big European games and all that. He was, like, one of the first on the team sheet. Bizarre, that, isn't it?
It is bizarre, yeah. I suppose there is those unglamorous sort of people and, you know...
Yeah.
Normally, you get those people get a reputation for being hard or for sticking the boot in or...
Yeah.
You know, they get it for... they find their voice somewhere else, you know. Like, they start doing a Vinnie Jones and making Lockstock movies or something. But, you know, he just doesn't seem to have bothered with any of this.
Exactly. He just kind of floated through. Yeah. Anyway, significant birthday for Park Ji-sung.
He's 40 then.
Of course he is.
Yeah, 40.
Back of the net. Well done. Right. Now we're into more your neck of the woods. I hope, at least, because this was never really my area. So I hope I'm pitching this right in terms of, you know, when you were a fan of this. It is the birthday of one Ric Flair.
Oh, the Wonder Boy. Yeah. I used to, he was right slap bang in the middle of that brilliant era when I was a young lad.
Yeah.
Loving the wrestling.
That's, so that was WWE.
WWF at the time.
Oh, was it?
Yeah,
right,
because
okay.
Back then it was still, yeah, the Wonder Boy Ric Flair. You can't beat me. I wear a Rolex. Woo!
Wow.
If you can't, oh my God. So
he was one of the better actors, was he?
Oh, he was brilliant, yeah. If you can't lift my bank account, how can you lift me? Woo! Yeah.
Wow.
I got more than you, buddy.
Sounds like I missed out on it.
In charm and sex appeal and in everything you can ever dream of. My earrings weigh more than your ego. Woo! He was fantastic. I loved him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. He was the biggest braggart on the face of the earth, which is amazing because he had a blonde mullet.
That's right. Yeah, I did see the pictures this morning when I was... Because I had to go and find him. He wasn't listed in the normal kind of list that I got this morning. But I found him and I figured, well, that's straight up PJ Street for sure.
I'll never forget him wearing the big regal purple robe with the white sort of look like dead ferret across the top of it. And the way he was carrying on. And I think he had the fella Virgil with him. He used to just hand him money all the time so he could throw it away. Ah, oh, it was magnificent.
Who wouldn't want a Virgil in their life?
Just give you money that you could throw away because it's too much. I can't cope with this. I'm too much going on to be dealing with money.
Right, stick a number on Ric Flair.
Oh, he's in his 60s, 66 maybe.
He's actually 72, buddy.
He is not.
Yeah, 72.
Oh, wow.
72, wow, Ric Flair. Right, what about this? Do you know Tina Leoni?
The name rings a
bell.
Yeah,
Tia Leone, of course. She was in, she's been in loads of television things. She was actually in Bad Boys, the movie Bad Boys. Well, Fun with Dick and Jane. No. She was married to David Duchovny.
Oh, jeepers, I didn't know he was married at all. I always thought he was a weirdo like myself. There's no way to put himself in life.
Or maybe she just hung out with him then.
And what's her name? Tina Duchovny?
Tia. Tia Leone.
Tia Leone.
Yeah, blonde actress, though. Jeez, not ringing any bells.
Not at all. A blonde actress from Hollywood. That doesn't narrow it down now in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah, but Tia Leone is a kind of an unusual name, no?
I'm going to have to do a Google image because we've reversed ourselves to this now, unfortunately. So Tia Leone, Google image. I have never seen that woman
before. The Naked Truth, no? On telly?
Jeepers, man. I honestly can't think who she is at all.
Right, okay. Scratch her off the list.
She looks 44.
She's 55.
Oh, gee, she looks fantastic.
Yeah, you're probably looking at an old photo, to be fair.
I'm looking at about 34 photographs. Wow.
Right, come on, let's move on to this then. What about one of our own? What about Neil Jordan?
Neil Jordan?
The man behind The Crying Game. The man behind... Didn't he direct Michael Collins?
I think so, yeah. I think that was one of his. He's cracking movie maker. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm a proper Irish legend when it comes to those movies.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We did well, didn't we, on that front?
Did very well. We've always
Irish movie
above
makers,
our weight as far as movies are concerned, yeah. Really, really good. And then people always think, or if you're of our age or my age, you always think Irish movie making really started with The Commitments and all. But you forget, there was loads going on before that.
Way before that,
What age? He's not a young man. He's got one of those legs. He's got a head on him. He looks like he's been in movies. Do you ever notice that?
Yeah.
He looks like a movie star.
I think he looks
himself.
Well for his age.
Yeah, he definitely does. Yeah. I'd say like he's 76 or something, is he?
71.
Oh, okay.
71 for Neil Jordan. And then this is your curveball today, right? Do you know the name of Nick Leeson?
Nick Leeson?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
It's a very famous name.
Is he your family solicitor, is he?
No, but I'll tell you something, you're kind of on the right track because Nick Leeson is the man who brought down Barings Bank.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The dodgy stock trader.
I remember him.
Who, of course, then ended up having an involvement in your beloved League of Ireland.
That's right. What was the link there?
Yeah, it was with Galway, wasn't it? Was it with the Galway club?
That's right. Oh,
he ended up as like
I
don't know, sort of a chairman. Maybe he was the treasurer, I don't know.
That guy, the treasurer, yeah.
Yeah, he brought down the UK's oldest investment bank, he's been in Celebrity Big Brother, talking tours now, and as I say, had an involvement in League of Ireland.
Scass away all these money men. If things don't work out, they become gurus instead or whatever.
I'll tell you how it all went wrong.
And then amazingly it works out because everybody really wants to pay them to hear their story, you know. In a weird way, that seems to be the best way to finish your career.
Absolutely. Tell everybody about your horrendous mistakes.
Wait till you hear what I got up to. It seems to be the way to do it, doesn't
man,
it?
Man, you and me are destined for superstardom.
Oh, I tell
wait
you
till I tell you about the mess I made of this.
Well, I tell you, honestly, so do you. Used to be this breakfast show with Jim on his own, and it was very good. And it was doing quite well. And oh my God. Then the cast.
Now pay me 10 grand and I'll tell you exactly what happened.
And let me tell you, it involves a lot of spuddies, a lot of tears, and quite a few dramatic episodes.
Yeah.
And here we are today.
Brilliant. Anyway, Nick Leeson, very famous name.
Oh, he's like 63?
54.
Oh, for God's sake, I'm all over the place. This is, I'm desperate. This is your right.
I did say it was likely to be a lull after yesterday's high,
yeah,
to be fair.
I didn't think my pendulum was going
to
swing that quite way anti-clockwise, but there you go.
Good stuff. Thank you, Tara. How are you this morning?
Ash, you're fine form.
Flying.
Flying.
I tell you, weather today looks all right, doesn't it? God, what a mad country this has been weather-wise over the last little while.
Wild, isn't it?
It's literally anything you want to dream up you can have in a, you know, you can lash it all into a week. It doesn't matter what season it is.
We're going to be waking up to a certain sound, I'm predicting, this weekend.
Oh, God, now this is, I hope you're not happy about it because...
PJ suddenly turned white. Tara starts talking about weather and he's like, oh my God, it's happening.
I know, because she's there like bubble, toil and trouble, winter storm.
No. This is a sound. I think we're all going to be gently. Well, PJ, you get up at stupid o'clock on the weekend as well. So for you, probably, you might be a perpetrator, actually. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm predicting that we're going to be awakened gently to the hum of lawnmowers this weekend.
Oh, this is a very good song.
Wow.
I think people are going to be out cutting their grass on Saturday morning and Sunday morning.
Oh, my God.
This is a very good song.
I think
so
while
it's still cutting the grass in February.
Well, if the weekend is going to allow... I mean, Monday's March.
Well, that's true.
So, you know,
jeepers.
Split hairs.
Down with that sort of thing now.
Oh, I'm all
for those
this.
Of us who are having a lie on.
Oh, make sure you cut the grass outside Jim's house
Saturday Jim's morning. Got a posh new lawn up in Narnia.
Well, yeah.
A lawn might be stretching us a bit.
I'm going to get a new exhaust for me drive-on lawnmower. I don't even have a drive-on lawnmower, but I'll be bringing one up there.
Just I'd love one
doing a drive-by.
Yeah.
Just up and down the road. Yeah. Really? So it's going to be like positively balmy, isn't it?
Ah, no, I wouldn't go that far now. It is the last weekend in February.
Right.
But, no, I mean, there's going to be a few showers, but by all accounts, it's going to be generally quite bright. Yeah.
Now, just a word for gardeners out there, you know, don't cut too early because you'll be cutting it all summer. That's all I'm saying to you.
Listen to this fella, don't mind him. Get up out there, 7 o'clock in the morning, lawnmower started. Let them rip, everybody, let them rip.
B52's in Love Shack here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, Friday's Eve, Thursday, 25th of February. Good to have you with us, folks. Thanks for that. A bit of UB40 red wine snuck in there as well. Shh, don't say it, I don't think PJ noticed.
Thankfully, I was chatting to Mike. Yeah, I missed out on that. That's I got away with it.
Anyway, listen, you're being taken to task on the WhatsApp.
For what now? What have I done this time?
Because Ric Flair was known as the Nature Boy.
Oh, I called him the Wonder Boy. Sorry, yeah.
So
I got
there's
them
a lot
confused.
Of,
yeah.
A lot of WWE, WWF types.
Sorry,
very irate with you.
I'm very important.
Pontificating about your fandom and you're getting us wrong.
Come on, we're going back 30 years. I did my best. But I do really, sorry, that's true. The Nature Boy, not the Wonder Boy.
Yeah, Nature Boy.
I beg your pardon.
Also, just on WhatsApp, and look at, I'm not going to give these the fuel of publicity. Do you know what I mean? The worst thing you can do in these situations is give publicity, give exposure to these kinds of WhatsApps when they come in. So we're not going to get involved in that because I don't want to become a thing. I don't want it to catch on.
What is it now?
You know, the likes of, say, Nigel texting in wondering how old SMG is, Skid Marks Gallagher. Or, you know, or Jock.
I can't believe
Jock
this.
Wondering how old Sharty Pants PJ is, the smart and stuff. You know, probably best not to mention.
Thank God you didn't bring it up then. Thank God that didn't become a thing this morning again. That would have been horrific if it hadn't become a thing.
I'm just looking out for you, buddy. I think it's probably best to not, you know, don't be constantly highlighting them. People wondering, you know, were you okay this morning driving in? Do you have any accidents and all in the pants department? No, you know what I mean? There's no need to even mention them.
Oh my God.
Nothing to see here.
I feel in such safe hands with old bareback werewolf McCabe who comes over the hills every morning.
I'm glad we dealt with that.
That's outrageous.
Glad we dealt with that.
Thanks for not bringing that up, everybody.
You're welcome. Also, Corporal Craig has been on, just in relation to birthdays, and yesterday in particular. Obviously, we had a great birthday set yesterday with Dennis Waterman, and we got to play the Minder theme and all that, and it inspired Corporal Craig And he went home and he watched a bit of Minder.
Oh, brilliant.
In tribute to Dennis Waterman. He said it to his dad. He said that it was Dennis Waterman's birthday. And apparently said back to him, oh, that's great, Craig. You remember his birthday and you can't remember feckin' mine.
Oh, gee, Priscilla, that's, you have to be careful with these things, don't you?
So apparently now we have to say a belated happy birthday to Fran Savage.
Go on, Fran Savage, who
that's
sounds
what
like a character
there.
From Minder, doesn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
Fran Savage is after party.
You go round, you see Fran Savage, you tell him he owes me.
Fran Savage owes me £100 from that meet up last week.
Steady on, Till. Right, so there
Fran
we go.
Savage is a great name.
Fran Savage, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Fran Savage.
I don't know, there's nobody in mind that ever sounded like that. Happy birthday.
I actually bet there was.
Anyway,
Minder.
Fantastic. Right, what else have we got for you today? Well, actually, to be honest with you, what we don't have, of course, is the hit bit because it was won. Damien Farley went and gave away all our money.
He gave it away, yeah.
On the hit bit. So it was. If memory serves, which it rarely does, it was a lady called Niamh Byrne from Ringsend, and she won €1,100. Baggy trousers, in case you missed out, and it was the hit bit.
Isn't that unbelievable, yeah?
Yeah, you a Madness fan.
And me a Madness fan. It's amazing. It's right under my nose that entire time.
How many things you're a fan of that you maybe get wrong or you... Don't kind of
talking about? I'm the Wonder Boy. I don't know what you mean. I didn't even know where
you're
going.
Very true. That's very true. So, yeah, so that's out of the way. But on the subject of winning, we still have our €500 voucher for Specsavers in Stillorgan up for grabs. It's 12, top of the leaderboard in the breakfast table quiz, so we'll certainly have a bash of that.
Yeah.
And what else is going on for you?
Michael Collins' slippers are for sale.
His actual slippers.
You won't believe these. They're the most dainty looking slippers you've ever seen. They look like Gucci slippers. Look with little wolf heads on them.
Why did he have small feet for a big man?
It looks like it. The big fella seems to have had small, but they're just the most. Look at them. Like, they've got little wolf heads on them and they're like a lilac-y blue. They're so Gucci.
Yeah.
It's not what I expected from Ireland's most famous revolutionary. Yeah,
you can be a revolutionary and still be fashionable, PJ. There's no need. You don't have to dress down to be a revolutionary, you know.
I'm sorry, Jim, but these are... Look
I
at
mean,
them.
If you're going to go marching into war, you may as well look the part.
But this is like Gianni Versace. Like, this is they are so not what I imagine Michael Collins would ever wear. I just can't. I'm blown away looking at them.
That would be an amazing conversation. Right, come on, let's go and meet them head on. They're coming down the pass. Let's go and meet them head to head. Fight them, man to man. Are you wearing that? Well, I was going to, yeah. Well, you're not going to change like that.
No.
Well, I was just going to wear this. Like, hey. It's going to be a fight. Yeah, but I mean, there's fighting, but you don't have to. You can look well.
Hey, you don't spend 600 shillings on these slippers and then not wear them out to a public.
Brian Adams, run to you. Bit of Vogue from Madonna just ahead of that. On the way to the other side is 7 o'clock. We're getting all fashionable, are we, PJ?
Getting very fashionable. I'll tell you something. A set of Michael Collins loafers in the post here.
Le Freak from Chic here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday. Friday's Eve, Thursday, 25th of February. Thanks so much for letting us hang out with you folks. Much appreciated. 087-188-0008 as always if you need to get in touch. And of course... You're very lucky, as we all are, to have somebody with us who can wear many guys, as many hats. I mean, he's done the Dr. Love thing. Obviously, we've known for a long time that he is our ultimate fashion guru. Nobody rocks an animal print quite like our PJ.
I like an animal print, I just don't think...
If you need a giant tiger, giant horse, flock of swans on your gear...
And a horse, don't forget the horse, Jim.
Yeah, this is the man to go to. And so, who better to consult with... On this revelation that
I'm blown away.
That one of Ireland's greatest heroes was actually quite fond of a dainty bit of fashion himself.
Dainty bit of a slipper, so he was. And Michael Collins, I still just can't equate these slippers with the man who owned them at all. So, blue knitted wolf slippers. And I mean, you have to describe these. These slippers have been the sort of... They've been displayed during a history Zoom talk during the week by a doctor called Gillian O'Brien.
Yeah, Magic Mike's going to pop this up, so you know what we're talking about. He'll pop this up on social media for you. You can check out the Classic Hits Facebook page or Twitter or Instagram or whatever, and you'll see what we're talking about. They are a delicate slipper.
Jim, these are like, do you know your man James Kavanagh? That does be on all the social media.
Yeah.
And he wears it like, you know, the most outrageous of fashion. He's Mr. High-End Fashion himself, the Gucci loafers and all that he does be wearing. Like, he really is. He is Mr. Fashion Pants. You know, if right. you're a young person and you're not following him on his social media, you'd be thinking, I don't know what to wear at all today. Well, this makes Michael Collins is this almost a bit like, look like that.
Is this a bit like that, that time that you were down in Cork filming The Young Offenders and you, you spotted Robert Sheehan coming in? Is it? Are we talking that level of fashion?
Honestly, Robert Sheehan would wear these slippers. You know when Robert...
Along with his clown pants.
I was in Cork and he came in and he was wearing like these Aladdin pants and all. And he had these like Aladdin slippers and all. Like they didn't exactly have the curly pointy bit at the end or anything, but they were like, you know...
Yeah.
And I remember I was sitting there next to Orla and she looked at me and goes, can you imagine if you were dressed like that? And I was like, I know, I would never get away with it. Like, I would never be able to
So
get
who'd
away.
Have thought that Robert Sheehan was just channeling his inner Michael
his
Collins?
Inner Michael Collins. You want to see these. They're these lilac blue knitter things. They look like they're 100 years old now.
Right.
But they look, honestly, like they could be on the Gucci website today.
Wow.
Like, they really do.
And Michael Collins, they were owned by him.
And yeah,
I wonder where he bought them from.
Who knows? Who knows? Yeah. And they have like an individual wolf head on each sort of toe at the front, you know. So they're very Kenzo. You know,
right.
The Kenzo, the fashion brand
so
Kenzo.
So similar to your good self. He was fond of a good animal print.
Well, you know, so some people can't be tamed, Jim. And some people can't be tamed and love their fashion. And maybe me and Michael Collins are.
Wow.
Fashionist revolutionaries.
It does make it just goes to show, though, that you can't, it is the ultimate can't judge a book by its cover. So you have a public image of somebody, you know what I mean, as rough and tough and
hardest man hard in Ireland, and carry the nation on
shunning,
his shoulders.
Yeah, and shunning luxury in the pursuit of fairness and equality and all these kind of things doesn't mean to say he can't be partial to a nice, delicate slipper.
I know, I guess that's the thing. It's just I never imagined. He's a Cork man. So maybe he was like, if I'm carrying the nation on my shoulders, I better have some comfortable footwear.
Well, that's comfortable. I mean, let's be thankful that Crocs weren't around at the time.
Ah, Jay, the man who wears these would never wear Crocs, Jim. Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Crocs were far.
That could have been a very different thing.
No, the Crocs are more provisional IRA than these.
These are authentic,
these
originals.
These are the original sort of thing. You know what I mean? Crocs and balaclavas go together. You know, Michael Collins never wore a balaclava, I don't think.
Somebody WhatsApped in, right, in relation to this. And for a second, I was kind of duped because they WhatsApped in that Che Guevara only wore Louis Vuitton.
See, there you go. Is that true?
No.
We don't know.
Oh. No. It's actually that Louis Vuitton have purchased the image rights of the Che Guevara face. You know the way Che Guevara appears on posters and t-shirts and everything?
Excuse me, is that true, do you hear me? Is that true?
And it's just Louis Vuitton have copyrighted, apparently, or purchased the copyright for...
That image is free, believe it or not.
Oh, well, whatever they've done with it anyway. They've commandeered it in some way, so they're sticking it on handbags and all.
Oh, for God's sake, is that true? I can't believe it. Like, that. There you go, you should have just told me, you know, Gucci have a Michael Collins slipper. I would have gone, no way.
Yeah.
I had no idea. And you know the way Fidel Castro used to wear two Rolexes at all the times, you know, at all times.
Two Rolexes?
Yeah.
I suppose you can't call yourself a dictator unless you've got a couple of Rolexes.
It's a revolutionary.
Like your good self.
You know what I mean? A dictator. I don't know. Like, I guess there's a lot of smoked salmon socialist jokes in this and all.
Yeah.
You know, there definitely is a lot of that as you can go on this now. You know?
Absolutely.
Like a lot, because there's a lot of that in Ireland today, and I think there's a lot of people that will try and re-own Michael Collins for themselves now, won't there be?
Yeah, yeah.
The lads in Gucci footwear, you know, sitting there now with their avocado on toast, saying, you know, talking about the glory days of communist Russia they never had to live in, and they'd be like, going, yeah, as well, you know what I mean?
You know? I believe in equality for everybody.
Yeah.
Well, then your garden could, you know, you could split that up and you could have a couple of social housing on it. Don't be ridiculous.
No, I think everybody should have a semi-detached house with a lovely garden and a Rolex. It should be given to us all by the government. I don't think we're going to get there.
Yeah. So these aren't for sale now. Nobody's going to buy these. It's just an exhibition of his slippers.
Yeah.
As a sort of a...
They were just displayed.
Quite literally a surprise footnote to the Michael Collins story.
Yeah, and I guess it just makes you think, do we know the man at all? Because you just don't imagine Michael
Collins. And what
Collins
else was in his wardrobe?
And what else was in his wardrobe?
You know, maybe you know similar mean? To you, maybe he had, you know, maybe he had a flock of swans on a shirt or something. Or a,
maybe he had some horse t-shirts.
He might have had a good horse t-shirt.
You never know, Jim. Maybe
any,
one day.
I get Magic Mike the case, will we? We can suss out if there's any other sort of surprising fashion sort of secrets of the...
Of the revolutionary kind.
Revolutionary fashion. It's brilliant.
Doesn't your man Henry Kissinger, your man who was there when Che Guevara was shot, I think he still has and wears his Rolex today. To this day, I think.
Right.
So there's a bit of that. There's all of these things go. I wonder what else has been taken off. Like does Chairman Mao, does he have a selection of like Versace t-shirts or a tracksuit or something like that lying around
somewhere? Tracksuit would be pretty cool.
Would be, yeah. That'd be the way. See, that's what happened now. They don't have the same style. You look at Michael Collins, and I suppose when you think about it, he was always very well dressed, wasn't he? He was always like in a suit. Every man back then was in a suit and had a flat cap. There was no such thing as fashion. You came out with your short and tie on. Even if you went to work on a building site, you wore a short and tie.
Correct.
You know, nowadays, I mean, there's fellas like me walking around. Look at me, holes in me t-shirts and wearing, trying to get away with the same pair of jocks and trying to buy.
The other big question, of course, that comes with this now, this revelation of Michael Collins' kind of dainty slippers or whatever, is the question is, did he wear socks with them? Or did he go full fashion? Did he roll up his trousers and have his ankles showing? Do you know what I mean?
Oh my God,
the way he'd rock the old Gucci loafers.
Imagine if there's a picture going around somewhere of Michael Collins in skinny jeans and no socks
and a pair of Gucci slippers,
and he's banging around those wolf slippers hanging around on South William Street having a fag. I'll be like, I don't know anything about this world anymore.
Just the way you are. Bruno Mars here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, 25th of February. Thanks for letting us hang out with you folks. Thanks for all the WhatsApps as well, 087-188-0008. Damien was on. Just a little kind of incidental bit of trivia for you. Apparently, you know, we were talking about Che Guevara's image and the copyright. You were saying it's a free whatever.
Yeah, Jim Fitzpatrick sort of let it go.
There it is. Yeah. Well, no, Damien had texted that in to say Jim Fitzpatrick from Dublin owned the Che Guevara poster rights, apparently.
Yeah, but he purposely didn't copyright it so they could be used for free all over the world. He never made a penny off it.
Right.
So he let it go away for
some kind of
reason.
Interesting.
It's a weird one.
Also, somebody's texted in to say, lads, Gaddafi wore shell suits.
That's right. There's so many.
That's mad, isn't it?
So we're talking about revolution. Oh, the thing is now, you see, this is it, isn't it? So you get the likes of Michael Collins, and he's walking around and he's got the dainty slippers and he's got the gear there.
Right.
And then you've got the other end, a dictator who doesn't like democracy at all, and he turns up in a tracksuit. Typical. I know they're very expensive tracksuits.
And what's more, a shell suit?
The shiny tracksuit.
Shiny tracksuit.
I mean, even in 1980s Dublin, people were sneering at shiny tracksuits.
Magic Mike just pointed out to me that apparently it was Hugo Boss who was responsible for the Nazi uniform.
Forgot about that. That's
so
true.
The Nazis were walking around in Hugo Boss gear.
Like, it's, you know what I mean? They knew they were the bad guys, but they were very well dressed bad
guys. Very well dressed bad guys.
You know, there's definitely that's the truth. You know, they must have been looking at their stuff going, I tell you something, the fit is amazing.
And also, I think Dave and Cork may have stumbled across something. I think he may have, you know, the way we're assuming, like we're talking about this weird juxtaposition between the idea of this figure we've always had and this image of Michael Collins and what he represents and the size of the man and all that sort of stuff. And we're talking about these dainty slippers, right? And Dave in Cork, I think, has stumbled across what might have happened. He says, morning lads, love the show. Maybe they weren't Michael Collins slippers at all. Maybe he just picked them up. Like, you know, in a gym or something, like somebody else's jocks.
Do you know something? Like, soon as you said that, I knew where we were going.
Jamiroquai, Virtual Insanity here at Classic Hits. Kind of an appropriate song, actually, for this story, since we've been chatting about kind of designer brands, even if they came about in a sort of the unusual way. Hugo Boss designing a uniform. Somebody was saying specifically for the SS.
Oh, right.
Apparently that was the deal behind that. And you have, you know, potentially Michael Collins and his very dainty slippers. Although we don't know that they're necessarily a designer brand.
We definitely know we shouldn't be talking about the SS and Michael Collins in the same breath.
And also, who else do we have? Gaddafi with his shell suits.
With his shell suits.
Although we don't know, again, what designer they were.
No, we don't know. But we know about Rolexes and Castro and Rolexes and Che Guevara and all
exactly.
that.
Exactly. And if you're, you know, if you're into flaunting a bit of your wealth, how about bagging yourself a gold Cadbury's cream egg?
I'm telling you, I had no idea that this was a thing, but in 1983, apparently, right, Cadbury's ran this Easter egg hunt around Britain, right?
Right.
And apparently we had seen ads on our TV stations and everything about it here as well, right? Where they hid them all around the nation, and then you had to go and find them. And if you found where there was this, well, you'd find a certificate, actually, in an egg-shaped thing, and that won you a golden egg. So it was very much like Willy Wonka, you won a golden egg. But they had to abandon the competition almost as soon as it started because everybody started digging up other people's private property.
Oh my God.
Looking for these golden eggs, yeah. So it became a complete and utter, like it became a big problem. So Cadbury's got an awful trouble of the day. It couldn't go viral, obviously, in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But they were forced to cancel this competition. Well...
Now, sorry, just let's be clear now. Gold egg.
Gold eggs.
Are we talking gold wrappers?
No, we're talking gold eggs. 22 carat gold eggs.
Solid.
Well, like, they couldn't be solid, Jabers. They'd be worth about a million
That's
quid.
That's what I'm saying. What are we...
But one of them has just sold... One of them that... And this isn't even one of the original 12 they hit. This is a slightly larger one that would have been given to a shop who... would have helped participate in finding one of the original ones. You know that way? Like, you know the way if you sell a winning lotto ticket,
right,
you get
okay.
a few quid.
But, but we are saying there's genuine gold.
Genuine gold, yeah. And this one sold in has been sold in auction for 43,000 euros. 43 grand.
And what does it taste like? No, that's amazing.
I tell you, yeah. So, and they don't know where the original 12 are. So if the original 12 are out there, they're smaller, but they're probably because of their legacy worth even more money again.
Wow.
So they're out there somewhere. They're out there and people are desperate to see if any of the original 12 golden eggs will show up now. No one knows where they are. But it's
I'd say even at the time.
Yeah.
Although I haven't said that, I have no idea what they look like. I mean, maybe they did look like something that's just kind of... Ah, that's kind of clever, isn't it? As opposed to somebody realising this is going to be worth an absolute fortune in the future.
But like, they're 11 ounces of gold. 11 ounce gold egg. Yeah. It's not small.
It's probably, I'd say most of them were sold during that whole... Remember, there was a whole cash for gold thing.
Probably, yeah.
Listen, I have this old bracelet and I have this egg here.
Yeah, they're going to melt it down.
What should we give us for all of that? Ah. 15 quid. Right.
Sure, yeah.
Done.
They got 15 sets of granny earrings out of it. That's probably what did end up happening.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at it and it really
wow.
does look fancy. I tell you something, Jim. I see myself now. I see myself, I do, lying down, watching Netflix tonight with Michael Collins slippers on and a gold egg in my hand. And
beautiful.
One of the finest brandies known to man sitting there. I find myself, that's what I want to do. Not just tonight, but for the rest of my life. Is
absolutely.
You know.
And what was the... the gold egg obviously was always meant to be a collector's item, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, obviously it being gold was worth quite a lot. And that's obviously why there was such a frenzy of
again,
people digging up other people's gardens. And
not to dig too far into it, but was it gold? Was basically what I'm getting at here. Was there any chocolate at all? Like, was it a bit like a Kinder Surprise where, okay, yes, you got the, you know, the gold thing and all, that's great. But like, did you still get a bit of old chocolate?
This is me and Jim now. If you ever want to know what's the motivation with PJ and Jim, this is it. We could win the Euro Millions in the morning, and we'd come out and go, I can't believe they didn't even give us a slice of cake.
Hip hip, it's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it? Hip hip.
Yeah,
I don't feel like singing anymore.
Well, no, there's no singing to be done, no callers to be chatting to, because, of course, it was won a couple of days ago. It happened on Damien Farrelly's show, Damien Farrelly in the Afternoon. He had a phone call from a lady known as Niamh Byrne, if that is your real name.
And she nailed it. She got her hands on the money. It was €1,100. It's all in her back pocket now. Too late for all of us, folks.
Yeah. So Niamh Byrne from Ringsend, €1,100 richer for identifying...
Baggy trousers by Madness. Still driving me mad that it was under my nose for that long and I didn't even have
it. And now that you know it was baggy trousers from Madness, does this make any more sense?
No. I still can't
hear it.
Is
it part of the... Actually, Michael, is it... Oh, hang on,
I know Mike, Magic Mike, is a very honest man and he'd never tell a lie.
Is that...
But I am tone deaf.
Is that part of the sort of drum beat at the start? Is that bit? I don't know
can't
why
hear
Magic
him,
Mike's thing. It says, hang on a second.
He's not talking to you.
Yeah, that's probably it. All right, hang on a second. Try it now. Try it now, Michael.
Now.
Hey!
It's the second beat at the start.
Is it?
Yeah.
So you know that sort of drum bit
into
before
it
gets... Yeah.
Now
that's
it
what
makes
that
sense.
Is.
Now it makes perfect sense.
Yeah. It's a good job we didn't have to spoon feed him that, isn't it, Michael?
And it's one of your favourite songs, PJ. Yeah?
I know. I'm raging I didn't get it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
I feel like you did it on purpose. You left it hiding in plain sight, is what they say,
well,
isn't it?
I did take influence from you, I have to say. I thought I'd slip this in here now, and it'll go under the radar. He'll never guess it.
Yeah.
Knowing that it was one of your favourite songs.
That was the level of faith Mike
had
in
you. Yeah. He was like that Easter egg.
I'll take one of PJ's favourite songs and play it for him, and he still won't get it. That's how confident he was.
He actually got it to the point where he goes, "Tell me, what's your favourite song?" And I was like, "I don't know." Yeah. That's how simple he made it.
Lads, here's the thing. Do you want another one?
Well, now that's the question. I mean, what's the plan? Or is there one? Or is it all up in the air?
Well, should we put it to the public, maybe?
Why not? You know? Exactly. That's not a bad shout.
Right.
Or should we have a return for, like, Who the Man?
Who the Man? Who the Man? I used to like that jingle.
Yeah.
Does whatever it like just says a man can or something.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I like that, Michael. I like that. Okay, launch it there, Michael. Launch the public appeal as to... Because we're in, you know, the way we're in this kick at the moment of, like, tell us what you think. You know, we have the survey ongoing, the stuff you like, the stuff you don't like. We'll give you a reminder of all the ways you can get involved in that online, via WhatsApp, all that sort of stuff. But that's a good shout. Yeah, let's find out what punters actually want.
Okay, well I'll ask the question. I'll ask it this way, right? Would you like another hit bit on Monday? How about that?
That's okay. That's a very simple question.
So it's a simple yes or no?
Yeah,
I can't resist now looking at this straight away to see what's going on. Look at that.
Right,
I'm getting corrected as well. Some of the first text message doesn't say yes or no. It goes, PJ, it was 1,110, just to let you know. Thank you very much for correcting
me. The level
me.
Of involvement in your own show is extraordinary sometimes.
I'm very involved in it. You know what I mean? I'm so busy singing jingles here, I can't remember the details.
Right.
By the way, if you do ring that advice, you know, you get a lot of advice on, please ring and just say, thanks, please let Jim back off on PJ a bit. I think he's very harsh on him. He's expecting him to do work every day.
No, because now you see you're going to, that's what's known as, that's rigging a vote, that is.
Oh yeah, I've no problem with that. Yeah,
that's all your blind followers will all be on there just going, yeah, whatever PJ said is right.
See, I'll ring that line, I'll give you the number later on, and you just ring up and you say, thanks very much, love the show, but Jim needs to back off and stop expecting PJ to work when he's in work.
All I ever do is give you the view of the nation. I'm not the one who WhatsApped in, how's old Sharty Pants Gallagher this morning? I didn't say that. That was for a listener. I didn't ask how, what was his SMG was, Skidmark Gallagher. I didn't that was Nigel and Kalugan. I merely pass on to you. And in fairness, I was deliberately trying to avoid bringing it to anybody's attention.
I rest my case, ladies and gentlemen. I rest my case.
Right, so Magic Mike wants to know, do you want another hit bit from Monday? if not, who knows, we'll dream up something else. But a simple yes or no, do you want the hit bit to return on Monday? 087-188-0008. Magic Mike there monitoring it as it happens.
He is live. Him and his team.
Gala, Freed from Desire, here at Classic Hits. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Keep the votes coming in. They're flying in at the moment on WhatsApp, 087-188-0008. Magic Mike wants to know a simple yes or no question. Do you want the hit bit to return on Monday? We'll leave the line open for another little while for you to cast your vote. Do you want the hit bit to return? It was won, of course, during the week. Niamh Byrne from Ring's End winning over €1,100 for guessing baggy trousers from Madness. Do you want it to return on Monday? Maybe you fancy something different or whatever, but just simple yes or no. Do you want the hit bit back on Monday? And also, of course, we are, as I mentioned, in this phase of finding out exactly what you do want from Classic Hits, with the stuff that you like, the stuff you don't like, you know, any tweaks you'd like to hear made, any of that sort of stuff. And there's loads of ways to get involved in that. If you go to the website, classichits.ie, you'll be able to fill in a little online survey about all the different bits and pieces. Or you can do it using the free phone number 1-800-801-800. So 1-800-801-800. You can phone that and leave your comments and stuff there. Or you can do it using the voice note on WhatsApp. A lot of people are going for that. That's quite popular.
Yeah, really simple. A normal number, 087-188-0008. You just stick your finger on the little microphone button and tell us what you think there. That's a really easy one. That's the easy way to do it. And don't forget to ring that. Press the button there. Talk in and say, yeah, I love the show. You both sound. But Jim is, he's a bit heavy on PJ there. And,
this is unbelievable. This is Trump-esque, the way you're trying to swing this vote.
Maybe he should give PJ breakfast on a Friday. Something like that.
Movie classic from Kenny Loggins, Footloose here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that on this Thursday, Friday's Eve. Thursday, 25th of February. On the way, of course, this hour, another crack at the breakfast table quiz. If you want to get involved, 087-188-0008. A €500 voucher for Specsavers in Stillorgan for you to win on that. And you can spend it on whatever you like in Specsavers in Stillorgan. The contact line. lenses, the glasses, the hearing aids, anything at all. In fact, actually, when it comes to buying, you know, there are times, it's hard to believe this, right, but there are times when people buy things and they get, you know, they get more than they wanted. They get, you know, you'd imagine that, you know, Jim, value was all in about getting as much as you possibly can.
Wouldn't you have thought so, Jim? Wouldn't you have thought so?
But it appears that there are times when you can, you know, you can buy something and you get a whole load of stuff you never wanted in the first place.
Can I just start by saying, I started having a conversation with Jim McCabe here yesterday and I said to him, come here, man, do you have health insurance, do you? And he goes, yeah. And he basically went into this mathematic equation about how he's covered through someone else's thing. It was essentially, he described Pablo Escobar's criminal underworld of how money gets transferred across the globe and ends up in his bandages. I don't know what way he said things. It was a very mysterious way of going around things.
Right.
And then I says, I'm paying this thing. I must be paying it 10 years. And it's gone so expensive. I don't know what's going on. And Jim goes, come here. Have you gone through it? Like, what are you paying for? Have you checked your plan? I said, well, no, what's important to you? I remember Jim saying, you know, check what's important. You know, I went, well, I don't want, if I fall off my bike or if I go mad altogether, those are my two big worries, you know.
Yeah.
And Jim goes, well, you could be covered for things you don't want. Jim, I went through the policy. You're not going to believe what I've been paying for. And I mean for about 10 years. So please, I'm not asking anyone to stop paying health insurance. I'm not saying your insurance company's a robber. It's not doing any of that. I'm just saying, check your policy. Because Jim McCabe gave me that advice yesterday. We're here, like, I'll just say, right, straight off the top of the hill, I thought, this is okay. I thought, GPs were covered, consultants, physiotherapy, dental, routine and emergency. Scans, quick care. I thought, oh, this is a good plan.
Right.
I said, what, hearing test, optical was covered. And then there was some fella, or some, what are they called? An orthopist. Whatever he is.
Right, okay. That's covered. Sounds like you need him, though.
And then, strangely, straight after the orthopist, or whatever that's called, speech and language therapy is mentioned. They placed that well, didn't they? In case you thought you might not need it, they placed that one fairly handy on the list. So,
I'm assuming that you got to a place where the fun really started and you suddenly saw a whole load of things maybe that you thought, well, I don't think I'm going to ever use that.
But that was next. First, but not straight in the deep end.
No, again, well, it's good that you had a soft start.
Yeah, so it begins to get a little interesting from here in. Chiropractic, osteopathy, reflexology. Isn't that the yoga to press your feet? You go way over that. Acupuncture, homeopathy.
You're covered. How big a plan have you got? I've covered for reflexology.
Yeah.
Is that not the stuff with the candles and all?
They repress your feet and everything. Homeopathy. The yoga to give you a drink of water.
Homeopathy?
Homeopathy.
Let me through. I've got some lavender.
Yeah, you know, the whole water has memory and all this stuff.
Wow.
Physical
That's
therapy.
That's a hell of a plan you have.
Chiropody. Occupational therapy, right?
Well, to be fair, that could come in handy.
If that takes into account this job, I should have been using it for years. And then it gets. And then I was like, this list is still going on.
Right.
Wait till you hear Jim McCabe, but a single man in his 40s. A single man in his 40s.
That's
with
significant,
no children,
obviously, right? Okay.
I have been paying for about 10 years for pre and postnatal benefits. Parental.
You've been paying.
Yeah,
you
I have.
Are,
yeah.
are covered in case you might have a baby.
Yeah.
That's magnificent.
This does remind me of
the
time.
Well, I tell you something. This is great. I'm glad. So you've only been paying for about 10 years, isn't it?
Oh, my. This does remind me of the time when I bought the bag from my ex-missus and it turned out I didn't know it was. She pulled it out and it was a big, a nappy mat. I bought her a maternity bag by accident. She thought I was asking her to have a baby. I'm also paying for child counselling.
Obviously, for these are for the kids you're going to have as a single man.
Yeah.
Yes.
Parental counselling.
Yes.
And something called manual lymph drainage that I don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
I don't even know where my lymphs are. Or if I have to rent a lymph if I want to drain it.
Could you use that? Could you call that in maybe for the leak in your house? Listen, my lymph nodes don't need any draining at the moment, but I do have an issue with the gutter at the front of the house.
Now that you mention it. On my health insurance, there's a section called appliances. I'm paying so much, I think I've managed to cover me dishwasher. I've been paying so much, I think me dishwasher is covered.
Anything goes wrong in your house, you call your health insurance.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Even if it's your cooker or your washing machine.
I'm paying that much, so if I ring up and say me dishwasher's broken, they go, why, are you finding it stressful? I go, yeah, that's a health issue, send someone over. who's this fella's worth a fortune. Send someone over.
So oh my God, you must have the gold standard of health insurance,
man. Didn't think I
did. They cover your appliances.
Yeah.
Listen, emergency, 999 emergency, how can we help? Yes, I think my dishwasher's going through a very difficult time at the moment. Okay, leave it with us. We'll send somebody around. Emergency, PJ's dishwasher is acting up.
Can we get a doctor around his house with a bag of salt for the dishwasher, please?
The plumbing doctor. Where's the plumbing doctor? Where? Yeah.
Someone change a fuse. He's very stressed. So it's got me. So please.
That's an incredible...
Isn't it outrageous?
I don't know. I've never heard... That's like... There's gold standard and there's, oh my God, the PJ plan.
I've been walking around for the last like 5 or 6 years because obviously things have gone up. I'm walking around to people going, are you paying health insurance? Very expensive. They're like, it's very expensive and all. And then it's only now that you said check exactly what's covered, I've realised I've been literally paying. I think I've insured the whole cul-de-sac I used to live in.
I'd say there's people who, you know, you haven't spoken to in about 10 years who quote your plan number when they go to hospital.
I think so. I'm going to be getting letters from people in third world countries saying thank you so much.
Yes. You built the school here.
So it's like, please check your policy. I got to go through all of them now because I had no idea I was a gold star. And when you ring up, you say, I want to put it down because occasionally I'm like, it's very expensive. And they obviously haven't put down my plan. They've just given me a discount.
Right, okay.
And I've gone, oh, that's grand,
you're doing well.
And I always thought there was like maybe three plans. The very expensive, the slightly less expensive, and the expensive. There's like 140 of them. Like 100. I had no idea there was that much.
Please record that call when you ring up and go, listen, I need to make a few amendments or whatever. Like, for a start, you can get rid of that pre and postnatal stuff. Well, now, I know you say that, Mr. Gallagher, but are you quite sure? I mean, you're still a young man. Are you quite sure?
Yeah, you're quite sure you'll never avail of the Lamaze treatment and the mother and baby
and
yoga
also,
scheme.
Listen, I'm not covering all of me appliances for illnesses. You know what I mean? I don't care if my microwave has a bit of a breakdown or if my washing machine decides that it's overworked or whatever. Are you sure? Because
because you never know. A single man on your own. You come home one day and your microwave dinner doesn't happen. Yeah. Are you really going to take that chance?
And your microwave is shouting at you. You take me for granted.
I better check my car insurance. I'm probably insured for ships and jet skis and for on-road canoes and helicopters and everything there as well.
This is fantastic.
Like, this is a whole new dawn. I had no idea I was...
By the way, the one thing I would say is, if you go down your policy, you'll probably see a thing at the end and it says my name, right? Now... Don't worry about that. That's nothing for you to worry about, right? It might say my name and a big number beside it. That's nothing to be concerned about.
If it turns out I've been paying for your nose jobs for the last year, I've got to lose me body.
Cool, good stuff, Tara. Thanks a million. Right, breakfast table quiz on the way very shortly indeed. The other side of a bit of Huey Lewis, you'll be getting the opportunity to win yourself this €500 voucher for Specsavers in Stillorgan. You can use it on whatever you like. They are, of course, not just opticians. They are audiologists as well. In fact, PJ's health insurance probably pays for the shop.
I think I get the vouchers and everything to give away. The whole lot comes off it, I'd say.
But seriously, the €500 voucher for Specsavers Stillorgan is our top prize this week, and if you're going to win it, it's going to take at least 13.
It's going to take at least 13, so 12 to score to beat. 087-188-0008 is the WhatsApp number, as always. Give us a text message in there. Let us know if there's any ailments. I'll stick you on the insurance. You know, so probably allowed to stick an extra 100 people on that, sort of cash free. So you know what to do. We'll talk to you later on the breakfast table quiz.
It's time for the breakfast table quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the
more. It's the
Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Kilmartin Educational Services. In class or online. Learn and revise safely. And get ahead with Julie's. CKES.ie.
Right, here we go. The penultimate day of this week's Breakfast Table Quiz. Still that 12 is sitting top of the leaderboard proudly since Monday. And of course, the prize that we're playing for is the chance to get your hands on this €500 voucher that we have for Specsavers in Stillorgan, who, by the way, just to emphasise again, they are open. They are regarded as an essential service. So if you have any routine kind of eye or ear related issues that you need to speak to them about, you want to check up, or you want to, you know, sort of something to do with your glasses, existing glasses or contact lenses or hearing aids or any of that sort of stuff, you can actually give them a bell in Stillorgan in the store there, or you can go online and you can make your appointment. They are open and working through all of these restrictions at the moment. Also, they've got that 2-for-1 on glasses, including designers like Tommy Hilfiger, DKNY, Marc Jacobs, Superdry. I believe Michael Collins was a big fan of all of those.
I'd say, well, you know, judging by the slippers in the news this morning.
You could never be sure.
Never be sure.
Anyway, if you do win our voucher, you can use it on whatever you like. Glasses, contact lenses, hearing aids. As I say, they are audiologists as well. Hearing aids start from €750 and free hearing tests, PJ.
All you got to do is get the top score, but it is high. It is lucky 13, like Jim was saying. And Mary McKeown is going to play this morning. How are you, Mary?
I'm good. How are you?
Not so bad at all, Mary. What's the crack with you?
Just listening to your show on about health insurance and all this. Yeah. I'm paying loads and getting no cover.
You mean to say, Mary, you don't have a policy that covers your washing machine and microwave and everything?
I have a policy that covers absolutely nothing, paying a fortune.
Oh, right.
It's gas, isn't it? I tell you something, we should swap
obviously, Mary met your butcher.
I think I need yours. I needed yours when I was having a baby.
Maybe that's what happened. Maybe it was literally one of those,
They got us confused, Mary. They got us confused.
Exactly.
Oh,
right.
For God's sake.
Listen, Mary, let's see if we can get you this €500 voucher anyway, so at least you won't have to worry about your eyes or your ears.
No bother.
That'll be a start. Right, listen, the very best of luck with this, Mary. 13 or more is what we're hoping for. 60 seconds to do it. Ready to go?
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. Here we go.
Who was the first pope?
Pope Pius?
St. Peter. Which author wrote the novel To Kill a Mockingbird?
Can't think, pass.
Harper Lee. In 2011, New Zealand hosted and won the World Cup of what sport?
Rugby.
What is the capital city of Peru?
Oh my God, I can't remember.
It's Lima. What is the tallest mountain in the world?
Everest.
What cartoon character says, "What's up, Doc"?
Roger Rabbit.
It's Bugs Bunny. What is the total number of letters, slates in a brand new Scrabble set?
26.
It's 100. In what US sport do teams compete for the Super Bowl?
American football.
In the nursery rhyme, who met a pie man going to the fair?
Pass.
Simple Simon. According to the legend, St. Patrick drove what out of Ireland?
Snakes.
Coconuts grow on what kind of tree?
A coconut tree.
I'll give you that. What garden is the home of Adam and Eve?
Garden of Eden.
And what sport? I got to fit one more in. What sport is the name Will Carling associated?
Cricket?
It's rugby.
Rugby.
Oh, do you remember he was supposed to be doing a line with Diana back in the day and all that?
He was in news for all that. Right, okay, so how did we do in the end, Mary? We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct answers in the end.
Oh my God, brutal.
No, not at all. Look at it this way. You got halfway there. That's the way to look at it.
Halfway there? Yeah, not
halfway
so bad.
There. Halfway there. I've one eye on my little boy and I can't think straight.
You see, that's it.
Yeah, well, that's it.
You can't concentrate when you've got that going on. What's his name, by the way?
Sean.
Sean. Fair play to Sean.
Well,
right.
All going to plan, Mary. I'll have a little boy of my own next year.
And you won't have to pay a cent for it.
Don't get rid of it just in case. You never know.
You never know, Mary. That's what we're saying to him, Mary. He never knows. Right, listen, have a great day, Mary. Take care of yourself. Cheers.
Bye.
See you, Mary.
Rock DJ Robbie Williams here at Classic Hits. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. We've just done the breakfast table quiz, of course, and we were talking about how Specsavers aren't just opticians, they're audiologists. So, you know, for hearing aids and, you know, all that sort of stuff.
People
as well.
Like me. I was in RTE yesterday and I had the earpiece in my ear, yeah?
Right.
And the woman who was producing the show was standing across the room and she goes, "I've never been able to sit in the same room and hear someone else's earpiece through their head." It was that loud.
Really?
Yeah, she says, "That's never happened
like
before."
Like sitting behind somebody on a bus. Remember that used to happen? You'd sit behind somebody in the days of the old Walkmans.
Yeah, yeah.
And you'd be able to hear what they were... Well, you'd hear a tinny version of what they were listening to.
Well, she could hear a tinny version of Dahi Amor across the room through me head. That's how deaf I'm gone. Oh, it's awful.
Anyway, the reason I mention it is because it's World Hearing Day Next week, March 3rd, apparently is World Hearing Day.
Amazing,
this is,
yeah.
And this is perfect for us because of PJ and his weird ears, right? Because we have this thing where PJ's two ears, right, are very unique. And I mean unique from each other.
From each other, yeah.
You know, right? Insofar as one has a sort of a sound.
That's what I hear from most right? things, yeah.
And the other one is like...
yeah. Oh my God.
So we have a very strong interest in World Hearing Day next March 3rd. And so we've hooked up with a hidden hearing. And actually what we want to do is, this is happening across the entire station. It's not just here with PJ and myself. We want to find out what sounds you've missed most during lockdown, right?
You
get used to something. Something becomes a part of your life or whatever.
That sound for me? Do you know, I walk past a pub when, you remember when we were allowed open for a little bit? And for the first time in so long, I could hear the the big
exactly.
crack and all of that, and the TV in the background. I was like, my God, it's been so long.
Isn't it weird, that
since
sound?
Since I heard people like having fun.
It's a generic sound. You couldn't necessarily identify. You know it's voices and you know it's whatever.
Yeah.
But it's becomes like a white noise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the TV. And the glasses tear you. Oh, my. It was so long since I heard it.
Yeah. So maybe it's something like that. Maybe it's pub sounds or whatever, which could be for. Or maybe it's like, you know, in fairness, you're not being able to go to the football matches. You know
the
what I mean?
The sound of the crowd.
Yeah,
cheering.
So you won't be able to hear somebody going, you know, the stuff that you got used to, like, oh my God, I can't believe we let in another goal. And, like, you know, what are we going to do about that defence?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, you know, or
that
maybe those...
cheer as your team walk out onto the pitch.
Those,
you know,
great chants
cheer.
Of, you know, let's pretend like we scored a goal.
Oh, it's great fun, isn't it? It's just so much fun.
So whatever it is, that's what we're actually going... That's what we want to know. So basically, right, this is the way you go about it. You just let us know. You can either WhatsApp in to the usual number, 087-188-0008. But ideally, based on the fact that we are talking about sounds, we'd prefer if you did it using the voice note on your WhatsApp, the facility. If you actually recorded it into your little WhatsApp and sent us that little audio message, it would sort of fit better with the whole idea. And just tell us, what are the sounds that you've missed most during lockdown? So if you can, get on the old WhatsApp, get on the old voice note. It's very simple, as PJ said earlier on. You literally press the little microphone
Press the little microphone, 087-188-0008. Send it in to us there, telling us whatever sounds it is. Try not to cry. You know.
It doesn't have to be sad.
Better. Oh, no, it's just...
Could be a joyous celebration.
Yeah.
Of things you've missed.
I missed the sounds of PJ's honky old nose hanging around logo. Whatever it is, whatever you miss, you let us know. 087-188-0008.
Yeah, Sledgehammer from Peter Gabriel here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. The other side of nine, of course. We'll have a little bit of CSI in there and we're going all alien again.
I'm after smashing the handle off another cup. about that. Yeah, CSI.
Miami from Will Smith and Find You on Cannibals 80s Classic. She drives me crazy just ahead of that. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thanks for hanging out with us on your Thursday. Joe apparently is working hard remotely at the moment. Lorraine and Nace wanted us to say hi to Joe.
How are you, Joe? What's the crack? Hope you're well.
Doing his thing wherever he is. 087-188-0008 as always if you do need to give us a shout. And once again, we're about to venture into the unknown.
Into the unknown. Jim McCabe, less than 48 hours after the initial event where there was a report involving American Airlines Flight 2292. Remember that name? It will be globally famous. It flew at 36,000 feet over the northeastern corner of New Mexico. There has now been confirmation that something unusual did happen. So, there was a report that a cylindrical object flew over the plane as it was going to New Mexico.
Wow.
American Airlines were contacted. They said nothing. There was no response initially. Now, less than 48 hours, as I said later, they have confirmed something very strange did happen over that flight. This is amazing news, Jim.
Really?
Why are you looking like this isn't a world-changing event?
It's just... So, that's all we know, is a cylindrical object.
Well, they said... We have the radio, right? They got onto the radio, and here's exactly what they said. This is their quote, right? Do you have any targets up here? We just had something go right over the top of us. I hate to say this, but it looked like a long cylindrical object that almost looked like a cruise missile type of thing. Moving really fast, right over the top of us. Over, to which someone said, Jez, I don't know what it is. Well, I don't know the exact strength after that. But I imagine it's
yeah, some Americanized version of it. Right, okay.
Yeah, and now, so they, obviously it means the alien people are out there thinking it is definitely aliens, because the alien people always think everything is definitely aliens.
Well, naturally, oh, you mean, yeah, you mean the conspiracy theorists and the alien brigade wanted to be...
I wasn't very clear there. It wasn't like the alien people have said, I'm sorry, it wasn't us
yeah,
this time.
That's what I thought you meant. I thought there was aliens out there going, I bet you're really going to get the blame for that. They're going to say it was us. We weren't even near the place.
They are.
We were on Mars at the time, for God's sake.
Yeah, we don't even have normal spaceships. They look like big cigars.
We've nothing cylindrical. We do everything in the saucer shape. Why do you leave us alone, will you? For God's sake.
But it means that everything, like, we do have an absolute 100% confirmed report of an unidentified flying object. I know that definitely doesn't mean it's extraterrestrial life or it's from another planet, but we do have a confirmed UFO sighting of modern times. This is big news.
It's the whole unidentified thing. You know, like, it's unidentified, so it's not identified as an alien object. I mean, all I'd say to you, PJ, is cast your mind back a mere 24 hours to this very show when we were talking about how space is full of junk, right? And, you know, there was it was frozen wee-wee and everything up
frozen
there.
Frozen wee-wee balls.
And then
around.
You did say that there was the astronaut who lost his toolbox. How do we know, right? How do we know, is all I'm saying, that the astronaut who lost his toolbox, right, he wasn't keeping his flask in it. You know what I mean? For when he went outside, he had a flask of soup or something that he was going, because, you know what I mean? It's cold in space,
and
man.
And it's re-entered the atmosphere.
And his toolbox went missing, and his flask fell out, and it flew over the top of that aeroplane, and they went, oh my God, what's that? There's a mad cylindrical shaped object with sort of green stuff coming out of it, and it might have been your man's soup.
Come on now, astronauts aren't like firemen. They don't go up and have a bowl of soup after a call out, like, you know, they have to eat.
He might have known he was going to be outside working on the outside of the space station for a while. I'll bring me a flask. I'll put a bit of, you know, vegetable soup
in it. You can't open soup of all things in space. It'll be all over the place.
Just saying, we shouldn't jump to conclusions.
Says the man, don't jump to conclusions. It was probably astronaut soup. If there was one thing it was probably less likely to be than aliens, it was astronaut soup.
Well, it might have been. I don't know what he was working. Maybe he was working on something else. Maybe he had something else in his toolbox.
If there was some like Irish astronaut up there going, I knew that oxtail soup was going to get me into trouble one of these days. I'd say it's just as likely that it was some alien heard about my health insurance and says, well, have a bit of that.
Yeah.
It's time to come down and get out.
I must go down and find out if I can convince PJ to cover the insurance on my intergalactic stellar orbit ship.
He has the only policy that covers unidentified flying objects being hit by unidentified flying objects in the whole country on his health insurance. Wow. Also, you know that there's at least one person going, COVID, pandemic. They still won't close the borders. There's aliens coming down now and everything to have holidays in California. But it's just
a cylindrical shape, and somebody said it looks like a cruise missile.
The pilot of the plane said that. The pilot of the flight of flight 22.
That's going to be an interesting conversation.
I know.
When they're doing the investigation on that, and somebody turns around and goes, right, listen, let's just clear up the obvious stuff. Right, here we are in the military headquarters where we launch cruise missiles, whatever they're called. Anyway, right. No, obviously, just to clear it up, nobody launched a cruise missile, did they? Anybody? And there's some lad going,
No. I didn't press any buttons or anything.
No, I didn't.
Are you sure now?
No, I don't think I did. Anyway, a big boy came in later. He might have did it.
If it does turn out that one fella accidentally left a soup down on the cruise missile launcher and went flying over the top of a plane and he's just left holding a cup. Do you have any soup left? No, this is coffee.